Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Oh no, I hit the button. Max, I hit the button. We got to keep going.
Okay, come on. Boom. Welcome everybody to Impromptu Tapes and Scowls.
Welcome everybody to Impromptu Tapes and Scowls. Here we go, we're going. Yeah, baby.
So, behind the curtain, Tim double tapped the button.
Double tap, baby.
He wasn't sure what to do, so he just made the judgment call you heard at the very beginning that we needed to hurry
Let's
up
just
and
just keep going.
Roll right into this one. Normally, we take a breather, we chat, we go over maybe some more, we talk about how great we are, we tussle our own hair. We don't do that now, so
no.
It's really weird.
No tussling.
To not tussle before we get into another one, but here we go. It's like a marathon now.
It's a marathon. I can do it. I'm a winner.
All right, I'm going to go first this time.
Oh, shit.
Even weirder.
Whoa. Do it.
Yes. 2019's 1917.
Whoa.
How many years is that? 2 years. I watched this in 2020.
Math, the podcast.
IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 59 minutes. Genre, war. Directed by Sam Mendes. Starring George MacKay, Richard Madden, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
He pretty good.
Movie summary, April 6, 1917. As a regiment assembles to wage war deep in enemy territory, two soldiers are assigned to race against time and deliver a message that will stop 1,600 men from walking straight into a deadly trap.
This movie looked pretty good.
You nailed it. This movie looked amazing.
Oh, no.
It's so visually fucking stunning. Roger Deakins, who did the DP, does all the Coen Brothers movies. He did Blade Runner 2049.
Sure.
He won the Academy Award for Best DP for this film. This movie looks fucking insane. They only filmed on days that were overcast. If there was a day that wasn't overcast and they couldn't film, they would have all the actors do rehearsals to make sure they understood the timing of what they needed to do.
Jeez.
Because it's all done like in one take.
Wow.
Yeah. It is wild to watch. The story's really gripping. You just want to see constantly what's happening next. Like, you just don't want it to stop. The negative, I'd say, is Mendes is a little too focused on making a filmed war and less of a war film. He wants to just kind of like, wouldn't it be cool if this was like, you know, the cool visual way to do a war movie? Not so much make a good war movie, but make a good looking or a very cinematic war film. And that's not a big problem if you're really into cinema. I loved every second. I was just like, this is so crazy. But it hits on theme. It gets there. Your character's arc, they all do what they need to do. It's a well-told film. It just doesn't stick with you as much as some of the other more gripping war movies. And war movies tend to be some of our more celebrated. Like, if you're Full Metal Jackets, you're Saving Private Ryans, all that kind of stuff.
Stripes,
Platoon. Absolutely. Yeah. Platoon, yes, for sure.
Navy SEALs.
Go back and check out Tim's review of Navy SEALs.
It happened, like, I don't know, 10 episodes ago.
But it's really good and a really solid entry. I'm not a big war movie guy, and I really did enjoy it.
Okay.
IMDb gave this an 8.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 430 of them, 89%. Audience, 30,468 people, 88%.
Wow.
So 8.3, 88, 89. And I fall dead in the center with an 8.5.
Nice.
Out of 10.
It's a purdy movie.
It is real purdy.
Oh, it's a purdy movie from 1917.
And 2019.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do what Max usually does. I'm going to do a horror movie.
Whoa.
Yep. This movie's from 2017. It's a little low-budget movie. It's called Piwacket.
Is that really what it's called?
It's called Piwacket.
I've never heard of this.
All right.
Okay.
I watched this in May. It IMDb minutes, hour 30 minutes. Perfect.
Yes. That's where you want to be.
Genre drama, horror, mystery.
Okay.
Directed by Adam McDonald.
Okay.
Starring Laurie Holden.
Okay, I like Laurie Holden.
She's the only name. Nicole Munoz.
Okay.
And Chloe Rose.
Fair enough.
Your IMDb movie summary. A frustrated, angst-ridden teen girl awakens something in the woods when she naively performs an occult ritual to evoke a witch to kill her mother.
Huh. It's a lot of words.
It's a bunch. It's pretty accurate, though. Mm-hmm. Bullet points, lower budget movie, properly using. I talk all the time.
Yeah.
Properly using, now I lost my spot, suspense to hide a lack of dollars. The Piwacket, creepy. Piwacket is a specific type of witch, I guess.
Okay.
Creepy. Really creepy.
I love witch movies.
Yeah, and the way the witch, you, it's one of those movies where you don't see the witch too much.
Cool, perfect.
And you usually see the witch from a distance, and like it, she moves all creepy. It's terrifying.
Nice.
So I like that.
Cool.
The teen isn't as angsty as I feel the description makes her, but she does the ritual more like in a fit of rage. She's angry at her mother.
Okay.
Her mother did do something that was a little questionable. Should have been a dialogue
there. But I like that the teen freak out. That's very...
Yeah, the teen was like, I'll... And she's like, I'll try this thing, because she's into the occult. And
sure.
She just thinks it's cool, and she's like, I'll try this, and
sure.
It works.
I like that.
It could... be better, but it's not awful. And okay. Laurie Holden does well enough playing the mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good low-budget horror movie. I've been trying to find more of those ever since I Trapped the Devil.
Yes.
Because I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Did you watch that yet?
I haven't watched it
yet. You should watch it. I think you'll like it.
I'm excited to check it out.
I just like atmospheric or just like something odd about it. And it typically can be found in a lower-budget horror movie just because they're not going to have the flash and the sizzle. They're going to do what needs to be done.
Yes. You gotta have the parts that you can handle, well written, well staged, everything can be well thought out, all that can be done for free.
Right.
I like it.
IMDb gave this a 5.8. Rotten Tomato critics gave it 82%.
Mm-hmm.
That was 33 critics though.
Okay.
The audience gave it 55%.
Mm-hmm.
That was 423 people. I gave it a 6.5. I really enjoyed the movie.
Nice. That's awesome.
I thought it was pretty good. My wife gave it a 3.5.
Whoa.
She said, not memorable. It was dumb.
Okay. I like how to the point your wife is.
Yeah, no, she's just like, wait, what? That one? That was dumb. That was dumb, and I hated it.
The title is wretched.
Piwacket.
Yeah.
You have to know what a piwacket is, and I didn't. I Googled it.
Yeah.
Actually, no. So I was flipping, this was on Hulu or Amazon, one of those, and I saw it. And I go, what the hell is a piwacket? It was in the horror category, and I click on it, and I watch the trailer, and I'm like, oh, this actually looks awesome. Wouldn't have known if I wasn't like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, if it was just a list of names without the ability to look at it.
Correct. Like
piwacket. No.
Piwacket. Yes. So yeah, Google piwacket, people.
Please. All right. So how about 2019?
Hey, how about it?
I watched a movie.
Did you?
From that year.
Okay.
In 2020, I watched Terminator.
Whoa.
Dark Fate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. It is 2 hours and 8 minutes. It is a sci-fi action movie. It was directed by Tim Miller, who directed The Deadpools.
Ah, yes.
And it stars Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Mackenzie Davis.
Okay.
The summary is an augmented human and Sarah Connor, who's not augmented, just human, must stop an advanced liquid Terminator from hunting down a young girl whose fate is critical to the human race.
I like that Linda Hamilton's not augmented.
Yes, not augmented. She's pure Hamilton.
Pure Hamilton. She was in Hamilton, right?
She was not.
She's not Thomas Hamilton?
No, she's also not going to get shot by Burr or anything. There's no duels or anything in here. A lot of guns, though. You got
so
that
many guns.
This does feel authentically like a third entry into the actual Terminator series.
Oh, good.
That, unfortunately, works for and against it.
Okay.
So let me follow my progression.
You know,
Terminator 1.
Yep.
Kyle Reese comes back from the past to save Sarah Connor and conceive the child that would lead the humans to defeat the machines.
Correct.
All right, perfection.
Yep.
Number two, a machine that's slightly better than the machine from the first one comes back to get this little boy who's going to save humanity.
Correct.
Therefore, in order to help the team along, instead of sending back a man, they send back a Terminator because the stakes are raised.
Sure.
A nearly perfect sequel. We're going to ignore a lot of other Terminators now and go right to Dark Fate.
Okay.
We have a sort of not quite a Terminator woman, but she has some augmentations in her to help her fight the machines.
Oh, those.
And we have a live Sarah Connor.
Okay.
And we have retired out in Mexico Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a Terminator also.
Huh.
All of them are involved in saving a girl who's not John Connor, but also might do some human savvy bits.
Mm.
Yeah, like it just feels like we're recycling the same plot points over and over again.
Is that forgivable in a time skippy travel movie?
I just think the concept of all we have to do with Terminator is the machines figure out the only way that they can defeat the humans is to go backwards in time. That's right. Kind of your only... We can't come up with something better than the same effing thing over and over again. Again...
I mean, whenever they got fancy, I didn't enjoy those movies either.
No,
though.
But like I said, the first Terminator... I'm a first Terminator is better person.
I am too.
And...
Although I love T2.
I do as well. that's a nearly perfect sequel, and these other ones just feel so bad. I mean, Terminator 3, just Terminator 3, woof, is that poop sandwich.
Poop sandwich.
So you have to squeeze the nipple with your teeth.
Oh, and yes.
And then suck the liquid in. It's a little weird. I gave Tim a water bottle.
I figured it out. I'm glad you described everybody, yeah, though.
You looked confounded at me, like, just like, what the fuck did you give me this apparatus for? That's kind of like an adult baby bottle or an artificial nipple, whatever you
more. I wasn't prepared to be this comfortable around you, but
there you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. You're getting the liquid out. Good job, Tim.
Delicious.
That's the good stuff. So
Jesus Christ.
It's very cookie cutter. I don't care enough about the female lead to really, it's not as compelling as John Connor is, like the kid, like Edward Furlong is only so compelling, but you had the whole first movie to build up John Connor.
Right. So you already know how important.
Yeah. Get a whole movie to set him up. Like Kyle Reese does all this as a human because he knows how important this is. And that's all the setup you need. Like Edward Furlong's kind of a douchebag in the beginning of Terminator 2.
Well, yeah, he's rebelling against, because that's to put you, the audience, on edge. It's like, yeah, he's not taking this seriously. This is super serious.
Yes.
Here comes Robert Patrick.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Budnick from Salute Your Shorts. He doesn't care. And yeah, Robert Patrick's coming along. He's going to knife people.
Got the theme song for Salute Your Shorts in my head.
There you go. And
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude. So good. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, this one's just, I like, it all just kind of feels like it's a rehash, and it's not quite enough. But Miller's direction's solid. The set pieces are fun. It is, I think, the best entry we've had since Terminator 2 into the franchise.
Nice.
But it's not quite enough to save it, I don't think. It's still fine, and I'd watch it, and I had fun watching it, but I don't think anybody's going to convince me to go back and rewatch Dark Fate.
Did you hate the third Terminator?
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it very much.
I love the ending of it.
Yeah.
Because I thought the ending was so smart, and it was just a bad adventure to get there.
Yep.
I remember seeing that one in the theater.
The whole movie's basically like an uninteresting chase.
Yes.
And then there was like the T1, which I thought was cool. I was like, oh, cool, it's a T1. And I know Stan Winston Studio built basically a fully functioning robot. That nice. T1 is just a robot.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I was like, oh, that's neat. So it was fine. I didn't hate it. I definitely like some of the later entries less.
Sure.
Like Salvation, I didn't care for. Right.
That other one.
Genesis.
Yeah, that one. Fuck that. Yeah,
there's some questionable ones in there.
Fuck that one.
For sure. Fuck. So this one, IMDb gave a 6.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 328 of them gave it 70%, which surprised me.
Sure.
Audience, 13,004.
Ooh.
Gave it 82%.
Okay.
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
What was IMDb?
IMDb was 6.3.
IMDb has been on point. I think it's because we taunted them last year.
I think we finally put up the movies that we put on. Like, we got to get our game together. Tapes and Scouts is on here now. They have a list.
Yeah, that's so true.
I got their shit together.
I got that list.
Yeah. I'm surprised. You didn't come in and immediately smack me for breaking the list with my Unmaking Spookies watch, so.
I just need to add it myself.
Yes.
That's too much work for me, though.
That's a lot.
Somebody out there, just add it, and let me know you've done it. Just send me an email at capesandscowspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, I did it.
Mike Ingold, come on, you directed it. Put it on IMDb.
I know you're listening.
Yeah, come on.
Do it. It'll take you like an hour.
Yeah.
And it's going to take me like 12, and it's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it.
That's right.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, I guess it's my turn to take us home. Mm-hmm. You ready, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it with a weird movie that I hope you've seen, but if not, it's going to be fun to describe to you. The Lobster.
I've not seen this film.
Okay.
But I am familiar with the idea of this film.
All right. So this is an A24 movie.
Yes.
And it is from 2015. I watched it in May.
Mm-hmm.
The IMDb minutes are 1 hour 59 minutes, keeping it lean and clean there, under. Genre, comedy, drama, romance, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos?
Lanthimos? Sure.
Yorgos. Look, there's only so many Yorgoses.
Yeah.
Yell Yorgos if they perk up. It's
that. Yorgos.
Yorgos. Just figured he was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah.
starring Colin Farrell, Rachel Weisz, whatever, and Jessica Barden.
Sure.
It's also got Wreck-It Ralph in here.
Nice.
John C. Reilly's in here, and he's very funny.
Love John C. Reilly.
IMDb summary. You ready for this shit?
I am.
In a dystopian near future, single people, according to the laws of the city, are taken to the hotel, where they are obliged to find a romantic partner in 45 days, or are transferred into beasts and sent off into the woods.
Yep.
That's accurate. Basically, what it is if you're single, you're not productive in society. So you go to this hotel to try to meet other singles. You have 45 days to do so. And they always find something weird to try to pair somebody together. Like, oh, you got a limp? I've also got a limp. We are compatible. It's like so weird.
You got a limp? I got a biscuit.
Tanuki!
Ugh!
Tanuki! Blah!
Nailed it.
Callback. Whoa! This movie has some of the most weird acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Farrell is amazing. They are acting weird on purpose.
Okay.
It's got like this weird wooden delivery. Everybody is very robotic almost.
That's cool.
It's weird, right? So when you get like John C. Reilly showing up and like he's got some personality, he's a little different. He stands out a little bit.
That's cool.
What they do is they all go hunt each other in the woods. If you take somebody, you add time to your stay.
Huh.
And there's one woman who's terrifying and she's like gonna live at the hotel forever. She just keeps like shooting people out in the woods and whatnot.
Huh.
Very strange movie. But basically it's called The Lobster because Colin Farrell is your main character, and if he does not succeed, he wants to be turned into a lobster.
Okay.
This movie's just so incredibly weird. Just weird. Like, you cannot predict what will happen in any of these sequences. I thought it was great. Like I said, just weird acting.
Mm-hmm.
It feels long. But it keeps having like these cool turns happen without warning. So it's like things will just happen. You're like, you're just kind of lulling in and something crazy.
One of those, wait, what?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And you're just waiting for the next shoe to drop and you're uncomfortable. I feel the whole movie.
Right.
You're just like, what is this? Colin Farrell commits wholly to the role.
Nice.
He's super good in this.
That's awesome.
IMDb score, 7.2.
Hmm.
Rotten Tomato critics, 87% out of 257 reviewers.
Okay.
The audience, 65% of 34,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a 7.
Nice.
My wife gave it a 5.
Okay. Not bad.
So I guess we averaged to a 6. She's not as into the weird shit, but she enjoyed it. She was like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
You know, it's different than the Placenta movie, what am I watching?
Yeah, different than the Pie Wicket.
It's different than a Pie Wicket. Pie Wicket. Pie Wicket.
That's up. Shout out to Paul Hackett.
I'm going
to
summon Paul Hackett. He's going to murder my mother.
Whoa, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's weird. Paul, don't murder my mother.
No, she seems nice.
She's very nice.
She didn't realize it was a CG dog, though.
Hmm. She can't see good, I guess.
Okay. Well, she was staring at Han Solo's abs the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's what Jack London always envisioned.
I think so.
I like to believe so.
Yeah.